So many of us are worried about our families these days, you know, on every level. And I'm hearing it from people who have young children. I'm hearing it from people who have elderly parents. We're worried. It's hard for us right now to trust God with the things that we can't control. And as some of the parents here in Charlotte are getting ready to try to figure out, how am I going to homeschool my kids in another year, you know, when I barely got out of high school myself? And we're all in this thing together in a sense. The whole nation was going through a drought. But now notice, Elijah was not led to somebody that was likely, and he was not led to somebody who was rich or wealthy. He was led to somebody that in the world's eyes was little. Be careful what you label little. When you label it little, it becomes a lid. And some of us have so compartmentalized how God works, and some of us have even belittled ourselves. Now, you're going to see the woman coming to Elijah, and she needs a big miracle. How many would agree that for God to provide for you in a time of famine, that's a big miracle? And I'm just going to take it one step further, if you don't mind being honest. How many of you need God in a big way in this season of your life, whether it's direction or comfort or energy or any of that? Raise your hand. I need God in a big way in this season of my life. So I was surprised when God led me to preach on little in a pandemic. It felt obscene to preach about a little when some of us need a lot right now. And the prophet comes up to the woman and asks her for a little. Everybody say little. Say it in falsetto. Little, little, little water. And as she was going to get it, he called Anna a piece of bread. And that triggered her because she had so little. When you feel limited, you operate in fear. This took me a while to realize because I thought people sometimes were being selfish beneath what appeared as selfish behavior was really that they were scared. And it's easy to mistake scared for selfish. The woman sounds selfish on the surface because instead of giving hospitality to the man of God, she says, I don't have any bread, verse 12, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil. So watch this. She says, I don't have any bread. I only have a little bit. And notice what the prophet tells her to do. He says, take the little that you have, and if you'll make something out of what you have, God will make sure that you have enough. Okay, this is the word of the Lord. Take the lid off a little. Little bit of oil, all right? Take the lid off a little. Because you say it's a little, but the thing about God is, God likes little. He does. How did he send his son to the earth? As a what? You mean not as a superhero, but as a baby? Say it. God likes little. Wait, Joy, this is your word. God likes little. Come on. God likes little. I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Who does God choose to start a nation with? One man. Y'all don't believe me. Y'all don't believe me. God likes little. Okay. How about this? He wants to deliver the nation from Midianite oppression. Who does he come to? Gideon. Look it up in Judges chapter 6 in the Holy Bible. In Judges chapter 6, he comes to Gideon. And who is Gideon? The smallest in the least clan. Why? God likes little. Oh no, I'm sorry. I'm just over here. God likes little. I'll prove it to you. When Gideon got ready to fight, he had a big army. God took him from 22,000 to 10,000. Why did God do that? God likes little. Then God said something really crazy. You still got too much. You still will take credit. If I do it with 10,000, you'll think it was you. So God had to take Gideon all the way down. Get ready to shout to 300. This message is for somebody who has been reduced. You don't have what you used to have. You don't feel strong and sure. You used to know so much. Now you don't know as much. But God likes it when you come to him with a little bit. It gives him something to fill. It gives him something to prove. It gives him something to work with. It gives him a canvas to paint on. God said, I want to get you down to the point. He must become greater. I must become less. Take your little, get your little, get your little, get your little. I feel God on this. Get your little, get your little, get your little, get your little praise and give it to God right now. Yeah, that's a little praise. That's a little praise. Exactly. Because some people right now, you can't give God a big praise. Give him a little praise. Give him a little praise. Give him a little under your breath. Little thank you, Jesus. Give him a little thank you, Jesus. Give him a little thank you, Jesus, with the attitude. Because God likes little. Despise not the day of small beginnings. Because I'm telling you what's going to happen. If you start getting grateful, if you start magnifying what God means to you, if you start giving God a little praise, watch out. It's about to snowball. It's about to get better. Come on and try it. Some of you have not praised God all week. So right now, give him a little praise in your little apartment, watching me preach on your little iPhone. God likes little. Gives him something to expand. Gives him something to grow. Gives him something to get glory for. Take the lid off a little. Come on, come on. Just a little, just a little, just a little, just a little, just a little. Take the lid off, just a little. Come on, you don't have to run around the house or anything like that. Just a little, just take the lid off a little. Just look up a little, just give God a little praise. Just lift your hands right here, just right here. Just lift your fingers, lift your thumb, lift your pinky. Give God a pinky praise. I promise you, God likes little. God likes when you take your little bit and take the lid off and start pouring out praises in dry places. God said, I'm going to visit you. But you got to take the lid off. A little? Will you give him a little? Will you give God a little faith? You have to have a great big faith. You don't have to, you know, we get so caught up on big things. God doesn't need you to have such a big faith. He said, if you have faith like a little seed. Like a little seed. You see how high my voice is? That's how little the seed is. No. He said, don't be afraid. Take the little that you have. I'm not saying it's not little, but I'm saying take the lid off a little. Take the lid off a little. Take the lid off a little. Why do we belittle what God gave us? Why do we do that? Why do we see ourselves as grasshoppers when God has given us a promised land called Canaan? You ever thought about the reason that the nation didn't go into Canaan? Was because they made themselves small. We're too little. We're too little. Okay. All right. Let's sit down. I'm going to tell you the story. I got in a fight with Holly yesterday. My fault, wasn't a huge fight, but we don't even fight that much. I mean, it's been a minute, but she was trying to encourage me yesterday, and I couldn't receive it. That's the bottom line. You want to know the bottom line? This is what I had to go back and tell her an hour later, because the Holy Spirit, you know how the Holy Spirit will speak to you in that little voice? He's not real loud, just a little voice. Told me, now you know that she was trying to help you. And you know that the reason that you really got angry is because you were really afraid. I'm going to tell you the story behind it. This will be my marriage therapy for the week. I've been writing for a few months. I've been working on a book. But I won't call it a book. I haven't called it a book. All I'll say is I'm writing. And I've been writing and revising and writing and revising. And it's been about 5 years since I've put a book out. The reason it's been 5 years since I put a book out is because something got in my head and said, you're not an author. You know? And isn't it crazy how a little thought can get in your head? And then something little, and 5 years later, and I haven't put a book out. And turning 40 this year got me thinking, like, we were talking about this the other day, I felt some urgency. And when we were creating songs for our last album, they just kept coming. They kept flowing, just right till the last minute. And I decided I was gonna try to write a book this year. And yesterday, I took the book through its second revision, and with my finger shaking, I put the mouse over send on an email and sent it to the editor. And Holly was trying to tell me congratulations. I didn't want to hear it. Because if I acknowledge that it's a big deal, then it means that it could fail. I shouldn't be telling y'all all this. Y'all really don't deserve to know all this about my marriage and all this. This is ridiculous. And I got mad. Angry, because really I was afraid. And in the process of analyzing why I was basically telling her, don't try to encourage me. She said, congratulations on sending your book off. I said, it's not a book yet. It's just a document. You see what I'm doing? Belittle it. Because the moment I call it a book, that means others are going to read it. If others read it, that means they can judge it. So as long as I keep it little, it's a fear move. It's just a little oil, right? What she was trying to get me to do, and she was right. You hear that? You were... You're right! She said, at some point, you have got to start speaking what you want to see. She said, it's a whole chapter in your book. Speak what you want to see. I'm not even doing the chapter I wrote. Because if I speak it, that makes it real. But if I make it little, I can hide it. Now do you see why you put yourself down? Because if you ever come out and say, you know, God can do this. I'm walking on the water. Say the word, Jesus, and I'll come. But if I come, that means I can slip. So I'd rather, no, it's more than a good word. It's the power of God coming through right now. This is a great word. Because this word is helping you to see sometimes why you talk to yourself the way you talk to yourself. I only got a little oil. Take the lid off. A little. God likes little. God likes little so much that when he wanted Naaman to be healed of leprosy, he used a little servant girl in his house to send him to the prophet. God likes little. And I'm gonna tell you something. If you take the lid off the little bit that you have, it won't be little for long. Baby praises grow into big groan, big just whopping praises. I dare you to say it by faith. It won't be little long. I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. I see a cloud the size of a man's hand. Now see, at first Elijah heard the sound of rain, right? This is 1 Kings chapter 18. I moved on from chapter 17. I'm moving to chapter 18. He said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain, but I can't see it yet. I can't see it yet. And then when the servant went to look for it, he said, I see it now, but it's little. But Elijah knows God likes little. God likes little. God likes it when you're untrained. God likes it when you feel like you're the only one. God likes it when you need him. God likes it when you're not arrogant. God likes it when you humble yourself under his mighty hand. Would you take the lid off a little? Just go look again and say, God, you know, I know I don't have much strength right now, but you have given me some strength. God, I know I don't have every gift, but you have given me some gift. It's only little if you look at it next to something bigger. Yeah. By the way, I found this out flying on airplanes. Everything looks little if you get up above it high enough. Everything. If you get up high enough above it, everything looks little. Some of the things that look so big to you today that you don't see how you're going to overcome them. When you get the altitude, when you begin to worship God, when you begin to trust him in this moment and take the lid off, come on, put it in the chat. Take the lid off, take the lid off, take the lid off. If you get up high enough, that's what worship does. That's what coming to the Word of God does. It takes the lid off. And if you get up high enough, I promise you, your problems are not going to look as big as they look right now. And I'm speaking by the Spirit of the Lord to somebody who is about to run out. I mean, you're about to run out of ideas to save your business. You're about to run out of ways to get through to your kid. You're about to run out of patience, desire, passion. You're about to run out. Here's the miracle. It does not say that when the woman did what Elijah told her to do, that she got more flour and more oil. It says that what she had didn't run out. So here's what God showed me. It'll always look little, but it will never run out.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.